And to London now, where Prime Minister Rishi Sunak ended up with a comfortable majority in the Commons last night for his controversial Rwanda legislation, the plan to send asylum seekers to Rwanda, a plan that didn't go far enough for Conservative rebels. So is Mr. Sunak stronger or weaker as a result of this vote? John Rentoul, chief political commentator with the London Independent. And John, the headline on your piece today is Rishi Sunak won the battle but lost the war. Why so?
Well, because the opposition from the Conservative backbenches really undermined his case for the legislation. I mean, this is intended to deter people from crossing the channel in small boats, because people will think that they will end up in Rwanda. But he's had so many people on his own side standing up in the House of Commons and saying it won't work, voting against the government on amendments, which didn't really count because they weren't going to pass anyway. But just undermining the purpose of the bill, because if everybody says it doesn't work, then it's not going to work as a deterrent.
It goes to the Lords now, this legislation. What's the prospects of deportations to Rwanda actually happening, in fact? I know a huge amount of money has been paid, but the actual deportations themselves?
Quite low, to be honest, before a general election towards the end of this year, because as many of the bill's opponents pointed out in the House of Commons, each individual case will be bogged down in appeals and court cases, because they wanted the bill to be to say that nobody could go to court and that nobody could get involved at all, which would have been impossible, because that would have been taking away people's fundamental legal rights. It would have been contrary to international law. And there was no way that was going to get through the House of Commons. But by making that argument, they've drawn attention to the fact that it will be actually very difficult to remove people from the country.
The state of the parties in what will be, as you said, an election year. This issue of the Rwanda legislation, is that a bigger issue with the Tories than it is with the public?
Possibly. I think the public do care about the issue of small boats. But the really damaging thing about the legislation is that it portrays the Conservative Party as divided. I mean, it doesn't portray it. I mean, the party is divided. It's advertising its divisions, and that's having a terrible effect on the party's support. Isaac Levido, who's the Australian consultant imported to run the election campaign, told MPs that they had to stay united, and then immediately they ignored him.
Mm-hmm. There were even some of the Tory backbenchers. I mean, there's been rumours of, you know, a potential leadership heave if they could get it together.
Yes, I mean I don't think that's likely. But all that kind of talk just makes things worse for the party and for Rishi Sunak.
So does this leave Keir Starmer and the Labour Party sitting pretty, confident of victory later in the year or not?
Yes. I mean, Keir Starmer insists that he's not complacent, but every time I see him, he looks more relaxed and happier. But that doesn't mean he's going to have an easy time after he wins. But I mean, I think he'll take the view that he'll worry about that later.
And why has the tide gone out so much for the Conservatives? I mean, we've all seen the, you know, the squabbling and the faction fighting in the House of Commons. But is this the Brexit backlash?
No, I think it's more the state of the economy that people are feeling the pinch. And there are two big reasons on top of that. One is Boris Johnson, who became extremely unpopular because of those lockdown gatherings in Downing Street. And then there was the disaster of electing Liz Truss as Prime Minister for 7 weeks. And I don't think the British people will forgive the Tory party for imposing that ridiculous scene on them.
And finally, John, there's a general strike in Northern Ireland today. 170,000 public sector workers out on strike over pay. The unions, we've already heard one of their representatives on this programme. They say that public sector workers and their pay demands are being used as pawns here in London's dispute with the DUP and the money that's being held up for want of a political settlement. The question is there much bandwidth for Northern Ireland in number 10 at the moment, do you think?
I would not have thought so, but to be fair to Rishi Sunak, he has devoted quite a lot of attention as Prime Minister to Northern Ireland. He did actually succeed in improving the Northern Ireland Protocol that was negotiated by Boris Johnson. When everybody said that was impossible, he persuaded the EU to reopen the issue. But he hasn't been able to solve the problem of the DUP saying no, and therefore finds himself in the same position as so many of his predecessors.
John Rentoul, Chief Political Commentator with the London Independent. Thank you for joining us on Morning Ireland.